You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, Beverly, it's about time for a miracle. Your miracle is about time for your miracle radio broadcast. We are now tuned. We are now on the air live. Amen. You're tuning into the radio broadcast this morning, coming from WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, other station that we'll call out earlier. You're tuning in. We're in your cars. We're in your home. We're under your garage. However you tune into the radio broadcast this morning, it's about time for your miracle. Cypress audience, you're tuning into, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is still on the throne. He's still on your side. Come on, if God be for you, who can be against you? I want to say good morning to all of you that's coming on. Amen. Thank God for you. Please tag and share. Let them know that Apostle Now is on the air. Amen. We're live in the studio. We thank God for another morning. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your homes. Amen. And to the way of our Cypress audience, all on Facebook. We are so glad that you're tuning to us this morning. I want you to know God is able to do a scene above all. We thank or ask. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Just hold on. Hold on. Be of good cheer, because guess what? God is still on the throne, and he's not going nowhere. Amen. And things are not going to overtake you. It's not going to overthrow you. God is with you. Be of good cheer this morning. Hold your head up high on this Friday. Amen. August the 28th. Amen. Praise God, because our God is able to exceed above all. We think or ask, but we must know this without a shadow of a doubt. No matter what it looks like, God is with us, and he's going to do what? See us through. Praise God. He's going to bring us out, but we must do what? Hold on. Hold on. Praise our God. Don't let the enemy tell you that God is not going to come through. Don't let the enemy, come on, make you feel like God have forsaken you and left you. You speak to the enemy. You tell the enemy, get behind me. Come on, you tell the enemy, I apply the blood over myself, over every situation, because God is with me. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Praise our God. Good morning to all of you once again. God bless you. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast with us. Amen. Praise our God. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Those you that can, will, and bow your heads. If you can't bow your heads, bow within your hearts. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, a name above every name, amen, that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. We thank you for keeping us throughout the night, Father. We thank you for waking us up early this morning, Father. Hallelujah. Closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you even now, Father God, for those that are on side of the Cypress audience, God, the other side of Cypress audience, those on the other side of the radio, Lord, listening, God, we thank you right now. Touch the sick, touch the afflicted, Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your word, because it's omnipresent. Even now, to heal, deliver, and to set free, and to save, God, we thank you for another day, another time, and another opportunity, and we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Again, this is your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Praise our God. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. Thank God for you, Evangelist Watkins, my wife. Love you. Appreciate you. Thank God for you. Our church mother, Mother Brown, and to all our evangelists. Amen. That's there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. To our prophets, all them that are there. thank God for you, you and you and the congregation that makes up the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you, one by one, name by name. Thank God for you. We're so excited about what God is doing in the midst of us. Amen. Hallelujah. God is greater than any situation. He's still on the throne. No matter what it looks like today, no matter what it feels like today, God is with you. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because he that will come shall come. Good morning to all of you, Sister Arlene. Good morning. Hallelujah. Evangelist Blackman. Hallelujah. Evangelist Blow. Good morning. Praise God for you. Evangelist Harvey. Good morning. We want to say good morning to all of you that's coming on. Amen. Thank God for you. Listen, I want you to know that this. Amen. Get ready for powerful pack move of God. We do honor, amen, all clergy, amen, that is watching. Thank God for you, pastors, apostles, amen. God bless you, elders, evangelists, thank you, prophets, we thank you all. God bless you. Listen, I want you to get ready for a powerful pack move of God in the services on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. If you don't have a church home, amen, or you're just out looking for a church, stop by 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Stop by there. Amen. I'm telling you, it's going to be a powerful pack move of God. God is going to move powerfully. Things are going to be, people are going to be healed, set free, delivered. Amen. Because there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Waiting just for you. Come be with us in our services on Sunday morning. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. We want to send out our condolences to the bereaved family, to those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolences to you, and we want you to know that we are praying for you and that God will give you strength to go through this time of your hour of bereavement. Praise our God. Amen. We want to send out our condolences to Queen Reed. Amen. Hallelujah. To the Grayson family. Amen. To my nieces and nephews. We still praying yet for you all in the passing of your mother, Edna. Amen. Better known as Sister, we call her. Amen. We praying for your family. Praying for you. Amen. That God will see you through. Amen. This difficult time. Amen. Sister Lisa Mitchell, praying for you. Amen. That God will see you through at this difficult time. Amen. We're praying for you that God will throw his arms around you. Those of you that know people that are going through bereavement hour, come on. Hallelujah. Let's throw our arms around them and pray for them that God will see them through. Praise our God. We pray for the sick and the shut-in that God will touch their bodies. Amen. So they may get up and come to the house of God and be in services. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to know that we're praying for you and with you. Those that are incarcerated, we want you to know that God is still with you. No matter what is going on, God is with you. Praise our God. He's not asleep. He's still on your case. He's working for you and with you. Just trust God. Know that he can, and he will do what he says he's going to do. Praise our God, Sister McClarity. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Listen, I want you to get ready again for a powerful pack move of God on Sunday morning. I can't keep stretching it for Sunday morning. We're looking for God to move graciously, mightily in the services. Amen. You come expecting. Come on. Come expecting. Come over. Come cross. Come through. Come out and expect God to do what he say he's going to do. Amen. I'm so excited about what God is doing now in this time of our lives. Amen. Because he's still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say. I don't care what the enemy is trying to tell you that God cannot do it. God will do it. God have done it. He's done it before, and he will do it again. There's nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is what? Believe. All you got to do is what? Is furnish the faith. Come on. That's all you got to do. Furnish the faith and watch God do what he say he's going to do concerning you. Hallelujah to God. No matter what's rising up against you. Come on. No matter what's trying to come up against you. God is still able to do it. All you got to do is furnish the faith and to believe God and to trust God. No matter what it looks like, God is able. Our God is able to do what? See you through. Our God is able to do what? Bring you out. Our God is able to do what? Heal, deliver, and set free. Trust God when you can't trace him. Uh-oh. Trust God when you can't trace him. Sometimes you want to trace God, but there is sometimes it seems like God ain't there, but he's there. Come on. Come on. Seems like God don't hear you, but he hear you. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes it seems like God don't see you, but he see you. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is in every place. Come on here. Hallelujah. And no matter what you're in, God is still there, and he's able to bring you out. Praise our God. Listen, let's go to the book of Mark. Amen. Mark, the fourth chapter. Amen. And we want to go to the 35th verse. It says right here, in the same day when the evening was come, he said unto his disciples, let us pass over to the other side. Amen. You got God's word on this. We spoke from this several times, and it just resonated in my spirit right now. You got God's word on this. When God says something, it's going to happen. Amen. It says again in this 35th verse, and when the evening was come, he said, he didn't send them. He said, let us do what? Pass over to the other side. We got God's word on when God speaks something. You got God's reassurance. You got God's confidence. You got God's word on this. He's going to see you through it. No matter what comes your way, no matter what it looks like, God is going to back his word up. Praise our God. And it says right here in the 36th verse, it says, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him as he went a little ships. And there was also with him, other ships. Oh, my God. God is on board. No matter what is going on, no matter what he's sending you out to do, he's on board. And it says right here, the 27th verse says, and there arose a great storm of winds, and the waves beat up on the ship. There was a great storm. Come on, there's a storm in the midst of what Jesus said, because the enemy is trying to get you to doubt God, trying to bring fear and unbelief. But Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. That's what he said. Praise our God. So that it was full. It was full. The winds, the waves beat up on the ship. It was full. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says right here in the 28th verse, and he was in the lower part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, because he's resting. He's resting. And they woke him. They awoke him, saying unto him, Master, thou carest not that we perish. And he arose and rebuked the winds. Come on. He rose and rebuked the winds and said unto them, peace, be still. That when God is on board and when God is giving you something and he's giving you a word, the enemy always going to try to make you feel or try to make it seem like God has not spoken to you, or try to bring fear, try to bring doubt, try to bring unbelief. But you got to stand still and know that God has already spoken. He's already said, let us go over to the other side. Come on. So guess what? In the midst of them going over to the other side, in the midst of them saying what God has already said, come on, holding on to the promises of God, let us go to the other side. The enemy, come on, the storm arose. Hallelujah. The wind began to beat up on the ship, and it was filled with waves of the wind. Praise God. Jesus was in the part of, down in the part of the ship, sleep on the pillow. Come on. Hallelujah. Then the disciples, come on, they got panicked. They got afraid. Come on. Why? Because the wind was boisterous. The wind was strong. Come on. Beating up against the ship. And it seemed like they was going to go come through. It seemed like they was not going to make it to the other side. You got God's word in the midst of what he said. Let us go over to the other side. So Jesus arose and he rebuked the wind. Come on. He rebuked the wind and said, peace be still. Come on. Peace be still. And come on. And the wind ceased. Come on. There was a great calm. There was a great calm. Why? Because Jesus had spoken. He had spoken it first. Let us go over to the other side. Then he rose and he rebuked the wind. He rebuked the wind. So there was a great calmness. When God speaks in the midst of a situation, there's a peace that comes over you. There's a stillness that comes over you because you got God's word on this. And it says right here in the 40th verse, it says, and he said unto them, why are ye, oh my good, why are ye so fearful? See, fear will torment you. Fear will just make you start hallucinating. Fear will make you start doubting. Fear will make you start just seeing things that's not there. He said, why are you so fearful? Who is it that ye have? Why is it that ye have no faith? It says right here, how is it that ye have no faith? You got to have faith when God has spoken into your life, into a circumstance and a situation. You got to have faith enough to believe that God has already brought you out, that God will bring you out when he's already given you the reassurance. Let us go over to the other side. You got God's word on this. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, come on, you're going to go over because God has said it. He's spoken. No matter what arise, occur in your life, let us go over to the other side. Let us come out. Let us come through because his word is his bond towards it. But you got to rebuke the enemy when he start coming with different things. He says, why here? Why are ye so fearful? Why are you so fearful? Why? How is it that ye have no faith? You have no faith when God speaks. You have no faith when God have already said and given you the assurance and the confidence that he's with you. The enemy will try to come. He's going to try to bombard you. He's going to try to make you feel again that God is not coming through about what he says. Fear, doubt, and unbelief, it will try to destroy you in the midst of when God has given you his word, when God has spoken his word. It says right here, hallelujah. Why is it that ye have no faith? And I wanted to strap on this today because the enemy is trying to shake your faith. The enemy is trying to shake your faith. The enemy is trying to pull you into a place of doubt. The enemy is trying to pull you into a place of fear. Come on. Why? Because God has spoken this and it has not yet materialized. Why? Because God has spoken this and you can't see it or you can't feel it as you want to feel it, but God has already spoken it. We got to know God's word is already permanent. God's word is already settled. God's word, we have his word on this. Praise our God. So we must do what? Trust him. When we walk through the storm, we will not, come on, be wet. When we walk through the storm, even though it's raining, because we got God's word. See how when they said, let us go to the other side, the Bible said that the storm rose. Come on. The storm rose. The wind beat on the ship. Come on. But guess what? They were still yet in the ship, but they were saved. They were not hurt. They were not harmed, even though the rain and the wind was beating up on the ship. Why? Because they had God on board. They had Jesus on board. They had the life sustainer on board. Come on. But they fell for fear. Why? Because of the wind, because of the waves that was beating on the ship. So they panic and they begin to doubt and begin to fear and forgot what he said. Let us go over to the other side. Then they woke up Jesus. According to the scripture here, they woke him up in a panic. Master, master, thou carest not. that we perish? Come on, you comfortable? You comfortable with the wind blowing and the waves blowing and we just asleep? You asleep? Excuse me. You asleep and it doesn't seem like we're going to make it over. But Jesus arose and he rebuked the wind according to the scripture. He rebuked the wind. He said, peace be still. And the Bible says right here, and the wind ceased and there was a great calmness over the sea. When God has spoken, come on, all we got to do is come in agreement with what God has said. Don't let fear overtake you. Don't let doubt overtake you. All you got to do is do what? Come in agreement with what God has already said. It is done. It is void and naught. The enemy has no, hallelujah, the enemy has no authority over a believer. The enemy has no authority over a believer. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, I sent my word and I did what? Healed them. Come on. Hallelujah. I sent my word and I healed them. He already healed. You're already delivered. You're already set free. All you got to do is what? Believe God. All you got to do is do what? Hold fast to what God's word has said. He said, let us go over to the other side. And that's what he meant. Come on. Because guess what? The enemy, again, I'm not glorifying him. The enemy is always going to try to come in between the word of God and your faith. Come on. The enemy is always going to try to get you to look at the negative part so much. Instead of the part, looking at the spiritual side of this, looking at what God's word said. Before he let you trust God, he'll try to wipe you out with fear, doubt, and unbelief. Come on. Your faith got to be into a place. I want to get you to build up your faith. Your faith got to be into a place that I don't care what comes. I don't care what goes. I'm going to trust God in the midst of what I'm in. I'm going to do what? Hold on to the promises of the word of God. Because he said, let us go over to the other side. And if God is with you and God is for you, who can be against you? You got to hold on to what God has said. You got to hold on out there. Come on, I'm talking to you this morning. You got to hold on because the enemy is coming to try to make you doubt God, to shake your faith in the midst of what you're in. The enemy is trying to bring you a negative report. The enemy is trying to bring fear. He's trying to bring doubt. Come on. He's trying to bring unbelief. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible, their faith cannot work where there's unbelief. Faith cannot work where there's fear. Come on. Hallelujah. The Bible says that a soil went out and sowed seeds. Some fell among stony ground. Some fell among thistles and thorns. Come on. Why? Because before it could take root in your heart, the enemy want to take this word before it can take root in your heart, before you can start operating on the faith that he's given unto you. Hallelujah. So therefore, he wants to take you. Hallelujah. Because you, if the word is not in you, praise God, and you have nothing to sustain you, you have nothing to bring you through, you have nothing to bring you out. Come on. But if the word gets in your heart, David said, thy word that I've hid in my heart, that I might not what? Sin against thee. Hallelujah. In the midst of what you're going through, in the midst of what you're going through, you got to speak faith-filled words. In the midst of what you're going through, you got to speak it. You got to overcome it. Come on. You can't let the enemy tell you that God is not going to do this, that God is just talking, that God is not going to move. You got to stand on the word of God. Having done all, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with the truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Come on. Having on the helmet of salvation. Come on here. Hallelujah. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Come on. Take unto you what? The sword of the spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. Having your loins girded about with truth. Standing on the word of God. Standing on the word of God. Praise God. You got to stand. Having done all, is let's go over to the other side. I don't care what it takes. I'm going over to the other side. I don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't care what the enemy is trying to bring your way. Because guess what? I'm not walking by what I see. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. I'm not walking by what I hear. Come on, I'm walking by the word of God. Let us go over to the other side. Come on, let us go over to the other side. And the enemy, I'm not exalting him today, but I'm telling you, the enemy will try to bombard you. The enemy, listen to me. The enemy will try to make you doubt God in the midst of what you're in, believing God. He'll try to take you somewhere. He'll try to take you somewhere that you're not even ready to go. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what the enemy will try to do. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to get this word. We got to get this word in us. Hallelujah. We got to get this word down in us. So when we can trust God when we can't trace him, we can trust God when we don't see him, we can trust God, stand therefore, stand in the midst of what God has said. Let us go over to the other side. That's what I'm dealing with today. Mark, the fourth chapter in the round of 35th verse. Come on. Let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side. You're going to come over. You're going to come across. You're going to come through. Hold on to what God has said. Don't, in the day of adversity, don't faint because of what the enemy is trying to say. Your faith is important. Your faith, come on here. You are overcomers through the word of God. You're overcomers with your faith. Come on. Now, the Bible said, now faith. Right now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Let us go over to the other side. You're going over today. You're going over. You're coming out of this today. Hold fast to what God has said. Hold fast to his promises. Amen. Because guess what? If you can hold out till tomorrow, if you can keep the faith through the night, everything will be all right, because God said, let us go over. He didn't send you. He's not sending you by yourself. He's with you. Because in the book of Psalms, he said, he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on here. He's with you. If you feel you're in trouble, he's with you. Come on. As he was right there with the disciples on the ship, even though they did not see him. Come on. Even though they did not see him, praise God. Even though they did not see him, they had what he said, and he was right there with him on with them on the ship. He was down on the in the low part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. Praise God. And this is where the enemy tried to get them gripped with fear, because the wind, the waves, come on, hallelujah, begin to beat up on the ship. Hallelujah. It began to feel the ship. Come on here. And they got afraid. Come on here. See, the enemy wants you to be afraid. He don't want you to hold fast to what God is saying. He wants you to be afraid when you get some news. He wants you to be afraid when you get a bad report. He wants you to be afraid. Come on here. Then that's when he can begin to work on you. But he cannot work on you when you got the word of God, because the word of God is alive. The word of God is sharp. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. When you got the word of God in you, come on here, down, coming up out of you. No fear, no doubt, no unbelief. Come on. That's why you can't hang around these cousins, fear, doubt, and unbelief. Come on. You can't hang out with them. Come on. Because the enemy will try his best to make you doubt what God has said. Come on. He'll take you to a place and he'll leave you. Come on. He's a double crosser. Yes, he will. He'll double cross you. He'll take you to a place and make you feel that you're isolated and make you feel like you're all alone. He'll take you to a place. Come on. This is why you got to do what? Renew your mind. Because the enemy don't want you to get on to the other side. This is why we got to renew our mind. Come on. This is why we got to let faith-filled words do what? Dominate, rule, and come out of our mouth throughout the day, throughout the night. Come on here. Throughout the weeks, months, years, minutes, seconds, hours. Come on. Faith-filled words that do what? Overtake. Faith-filled words that do what? Come on here. Keep us rooted and grounded in the word of God. Now. Come on, because we got to go over to the other side. We got to go over to the other side. Don't faint trying to get over to the other side. Don't quit. Don't fall prey to the enemy. Going over to the other side, because you got what? God's word on this. God is backing his word up. Praise God. He's backing his word up, because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. When the wind comes and when the rain comes, the enemy tries to make you give up. You're in a predicament right now. Some of you, under the sound of my voice, are watching. The enemy is talking to you right now, saying it ain't going to happen. But I got God's word on this. God said it. I believe it. And that settles it. Come on. God has spoken it. Come on. I believe what he says, and it's going to happen. I believe what he said. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I'm going through right now. God's word, hallelujah, is over me, in me, and with me. I'm going to say that again. God's word is with me, over me, and in me, and with me. Come on. So guess what? I have no other choice but to come through that. You have no other choice but to come through that. Because guess what? His word is right there. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word is going to do what? Stand forevermore. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to hold fast no matter what the enemy is doing.